Is that the best introduction for any character we've seen?
I burst out laughing. I just love that he went and randomly kicked a guy twice with no context at all and with utter confidence in what he was doing. Oh, man, so good. That was just a masterstroke.
I think when they, it was kind of a pause in the movie, I think, because they sort of went from, they're talking about Wasim, and it was like all about Wasim, and it went like, okay, he's got this beef with this person, that person. Let's introduce some new beef for
Jamshi,
the other character. For Jamshi, and it's like, how do we do it? The first scene is of him just like Omega Babu, and it's just the name itself is, what does that even mean? And then you just see him in a car, like just going, and the music's blurring, and he's on the phone, and I was like, who is this? What is he? But this
there's
is
no context so good, to who and you're he right. is.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of D54. I'm Amit and I'm joined by the one and only Sunny.
Hey everyone, good to be here.
Hey man, we are reviewing, back to Kerala, and we're reviewing Thalumala. I don't even know how to rate this man. I don't know, action, comedy, scenic, brilliance, timeline bending, spectacular man.
It's got this everything, literally everything.
This was literally everything. This was so insane. Man, there was so much to talk about with this movie. But before we do that, man, I want to give some special mentions because this movie came through us, through a sort of recommendation we got from another YouTube video we had on YouTube. So special thanks to Matchbox Media. Not sure exactly what you do, but thank you because this was a great recommendation.
This was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. And also another shout out to the Malayalam Movies Reddit forum because I did post something asking for some movie recommendations. And if I wasn't going to do this movie, I would have probably done the movie which the main actor, Tawino Thomas, also stars in. Something about a superhero. Forgot the name of that one.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it actually sounded really interesting. So I think, and I was quite impressed by this actor. So I'm pretty sure, you know, I want to look into that at least. Murali Minari, something like that. It was sounded like superhero take from Kerala, which would be super interesting because yeah, we've done a lot of superhero stuff, so.
I'm all in for that.
Right. Yeah, man. Oh, here we go. It's called Minul Murali. Murali.
Murali.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, keep a lookout. We might do that one soon. But yeah, man, let's get into Thalumala, man. So I'll give you what this word means. And if it's wrong, please correct me, somebody. But from what I read on Wikipedia, it was like, it's called like the ballad of brawls.
I was wondering what the word actually meant. Yeah, okay, yeah. Ballad of Brawls. Yeah, okay.
Properly it's named, right?
Fight after fight, basically, this film.
Yeah. It is basically a fight after fight, man. Let's start. Before we get to the timeline stuff and the action, man, I mean, visually, this movie is freaking awesome. I mean, it might be one of the best ones I've seen all year. What did you think, man, about sort of how this visually looked and you know, the colors and the brightness and the editing and, you know, it was sick.
It was like the visual choices here are just bold and so full of life. They like jump out at the screen from you. I think the first thing I noticed watching this film was actually how vivid these colors were. They were kind of stark, very undiminished, and it's almost so stark that it feels like you are there with the characters because of how like real everything looks and the quality of the color. And then you have kind of the actors wearing really bold costumes as well, bold greens, reds, whites, blacks. It's all there and it all just jumps out of the screen at you. I think one of the scenes that really encapsulated the kind of color point was when the main actress, I think Fatima, I think is her name, she gets introduced. And she's kind of this social media influencer, and she gets introduced with like a song and a rap, and the main character Wasim is there as well. And she's just going from like exotic location to exotic location. Yeah. And the colors they are just out of control. They are so stark, so visually like pleasing. It was actually a gorgeous movie to watch as a whole. Aside from the colors, I think you had just a real mix of visual styles in terms of how this film was made as well. You can break down just about any action sequence and you've got an array of visual and cinematography styles at play. You've got, you know, you've got your transition from really quick moving action to slow motion, where, you know, someone might be doing an awesome action maneuver or someone getting punched in the face and you see their flesh slowly moving as there's impact on their face. You might do 360 panoramic views where characters are coming at, say, Wasim from all angles and the camera does a full 360 around. So you see just kind of all the people coming at him and it adds that real sense of chaos to the kind of brawls that are going on. And then one of the things that really surprised me was, well, surprised that I liked it, was the amount of quick editing in this video. Usually action sequences where there's a lot of editing, that's a big no-no for me. I think it takes you out of the film a little bit. But here, it was done so well. And I think, again, it was to convey the chaoticness of these brawls. They aren't kind of organized fights.
No.
They are just like a full-blown melee of people jumping onto one another, punching whoever they are that are nearby. So the quick edits really helps to create that chaotic, fast-paced motion to all the action sequences. And, you know, aside from that, there's just little flourishes everywhere throughout this film of visual choices. I can't even think of all of them. One that comes to mind is, do you remember when, I think it's Wasim's friend Jamshi, who wants to beat up that Omega Babu guy, which is hilarious. And his friend is trying to pump him up and he puts like headphones on him to give him hype music. And you just see like little cartoon lines going up Jamshi's hand as if like the veins are getting ready to pop out and he's powering up like Dragon Ball Z or something. And just those little flourishes on top of the insane visuals, I think really made this film just like a real visual feast. So much going on in every scene.
Man, they threw everything at us. I'll say that. It was just relentless. And I was there for all of it. It was so great. Yeah. Like, they use like slow motion at times really well. Like, I think there's a scene like when Wasim first meets Jazz, is his name? Jazz?
Jamshi.
When he sort of meets Jamshi for the first time and you just see like, you know, he slaps him and he falls in the water and he comes out of the water all in slow motion and the music's blasting. Then you're getting, you're right. It's just the intro itself is so, so amazing. Like they had like the two fight scenes going on simultaneously.
Oh, side by side. Side by side.
And the 360 one, they had one thing where they're like, I think they're fighting and they flipped over and it felt like you were like falling with them. In like a
You move to the next fighters
and it's like, I was like, what is going on? What is this amazing, you know, cinematography and amazing editing? It's so impressive. You're right, the colors, man, like throughout, I think it's obvious choices that they made to be bright and bold. And, you know, we've seen a lot of movies that have sort of gone the other way. I mean, given us a real street feel, this movie defined itself completely differently by just going the other direction, I think. And they had like lots of neons popping here and there. They use, as you said, the mixed in like elements of like graphic novels and like anime look like at times. I think there's a similar one where I think again at the start it's like they're like punched his face or something like that. But there's like this scene, there's this other scene that happens where I think where the other two are fighting, not Wasim. The other two, the one on the rickshaw and
the bike. Motorbike. Yeah.
And he like, he punches him or slaps him or something like that. And you see like it radiating from his head with the lines coming out.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so much fun.
And even on that, where they have the split screen fight, the split screens kind of bleed into one another. They're not like a perfect down the line kind of split screen. They kind of bleeds into one fight bleeds into another. It's just so visually done. And there's like layers to these fights as well, right? Like in that opening sequence at the mosque and there's that fight, there's not only kind of your action sequences, there's intense music going on. And all in the background, you hear the priest at the mosque also like continuing his sermon as well. And so there's just like layers to what's going on. It's just masterfully put together, these scenes.
Definitely, man. Yeah, and, you know, we'll touch on the timeline quite a bit, but they do this thing where they cut from like past to current to present to future in like seamlessly.
Yes.
Like, I think like there's that awesome bike scene, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, the bike chase, and it's just sort of, he gets to the bike and it stops and pauses for a second, and suddenly we're like the future now. Like,
yeah. You know, that's right.
Then it just takes us from one place to the other. Yeah, it was fantastic. I was there for all of it, man. And not to even mention, you know, pretty good transition to sort of some of the action sequences. Like, my God, like,
mate.
One that I really liked was one of the first ones, the one where they fight in the cinema.
Oh, yeah. I think that was probably the best of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's two main ones. There's that one, and then there's the, what's it called? The wedding one.
Oh, yeah. That chaos. Yeah, yes.
The main one. But there's the one in the cinema hall. It's just like, it's real. That one has a great build of tension, if you see it, because it's like all these factors coming together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they've beefed with this guy. They've beefed with this guy. This guy's also coming out the back. And there's this gang here. And you see it sort of culminating. And it's like this boiling pot and just about to explode. And then it just does. And when it does, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Awesome, man.
I thought I really also, like, there are several parts to that scene I thought that were really well done. Firstly, I loved seeing Wasim's gang in action, because I think before that you'd kind of only got a bit of snippet of some of them fighting, but then you saw them all in action just going full ham against everyone. It was pretty cool to see. It was also probably like the most gruesome of all the fight sequences. Like, there were dudes getting stabbed and another guy whose arm is like viciously broken.
Yes.
That was like intense. I also thought it had some hilarious parts, because there were guys in like the top floor of the cinema who decided to just like randomly jump down and get involved in the melee. And I was like, what the hell are you doing? But it was so hilarious. And then you have like a bit of tension, because I think the Fatima is there, I think. Yes. And you're a bit concerned for her safety and how she's going to respond to seeing Wasim go full crazy and alpha male on all of these people. Is she going to like that or not? And then there's also a bit of like that emotional impact as well, because that theater is his family's livelihood or something, isn't it? It's important to his father, important to his family. And you see him trying to minimize the damage by beating up as many people as possible to stop them from wrecking the cinema. And then you kind of feel sad when that projector catches on fire and you kind of feel the pain of that main character. So again, just layers to this, right? You've got amazing action.
Yeah.
You've got a bit of comedic elements in there. You've got that emotional tug as well. So it's just so well thought through. And it just makes you think this director is completely on top of his game in terms of creating a kind of scene by scene masterfully.
Definitely, man. Director Khalid Rahman. So obviously we're pretty new to the industry, so I haven't seen much of his stuff, but look, if this is the quality, I'm super impressed. You're right, the layers and even like that scene itself is so powerful. You're right, because like the way like it goes down is just some like lunatic with like, you know, he's like burning something on fire and he's just swinging it like around and around. And then, and it's like,
what's his stake in this?
He was just there. He's got no purpose in the movie. He's just it's just showing you like how crazy everything is getting. It's not even like there's nothing. It shows you the recklessness of the movie,
because
there was no like beef. It wasn't like anyone out to get him or he'd break his, you know, destroy his family cinema. It was just
chaos.
He burnt it down. But even that scene, man, like when you see the fire and it's just melting away and you just see him in the middle, like these guys know how to film stuff, man. It's breathtaking. I'd love to see this in the cinema. It would have been like
in next level. And I think we're talking about how crazy this movie is, but it's not crazy in a chaotic way. It's very well crafted, right? Like everything is done very thoughtfully and for a reason.
Yes.
So there's a strong intellect that's behind all of this, and everything has been done in a particularly consistent and thoughtful way. So again, just props to the director for, because it's a long film as well. Like there's a lot of set pieces to this, right? So each of them to be a fairly high quality throughout the film. Just blown away, man.
Definitely, man. No, it was definitely a long movie. Again, this is a strange one, because I don't know if I felt it was that long just because of the havoc, but in a way, because it was just so taxing on you.
Yes.
Like, we talked about the visual stuff. Like they don't give us a break, which I love.
Yeah.
Like I love how
it was relentless.
Again, like all the Indian movies we've seen, they all have a certain intention and tone. We'd say to a full blaster head, you know, whether it's RRR or Jana Gana Mana, whichever one you sort of have, they're like, we're just pushing it to the max. Like, and we're going for the style. We're not being, not going to change that at all, which is great. I love that commitment. So it didn't feel like a long movie. It was just a bit, I guess, tiring to keep up because to add to all the crazy visuals, which is, again, as you said, it would have been one thing if it was accidental and it didn't make sense, but it actually, the whole story actually makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's just the way you have to deconstruct it is so different because of the timeline in this movie is.
It's hectic, man.
Like, I mean, what do you think about that? Like, how are you able to, like, just, you're in one point and then jump to another and then you're, gives us flashes of scenes, like so many scenes that we have like a little bit of a snippet of.
Yeah.
And we find out more about that later onwards.
Yeah.
What did you think of all that? Man, it was pretty different.
It was pretty different. And I must admit, I struggled to keep up with all of it. I have to preface all of my comments on this by saying I was a bit unwell when watching this film. So I might've just been tired and my brain was pretty weak, but I struggled to figure out exactly where we were in the timeline for large parts of this movie. Yeah. At a point, I just gave up and knew it would all make sense at the end, and that was okay. But there were times in this film when I was taken out of this, kind of the experience of it, because I was trying internally to piece together where this fit in terms of chronology. So I think some people like the non-linear storytelling. It is just one more creative and inventive element to this already creative, like, masterpiece. But I think for me, it probably took me out of it a little bit. And I kind of wonder whether it would have, like, is the nonlinear storytelling such a big element that it was crucial to this story? And I'm not sure, like, if you'd taken it out and just had a linear story, I think you would have still had a lot of enjoyment coming out of this film. But in a way, if people understood the timeline, that's great. Maybe you need a second viewing, which is also sometimes pretty great, right? I mean, I'm sure I need to watch Tenet 5 times to understand the timeline there, so I can't complain. I still love that film. But again, I think maybe putting a positive spin on that, it really is paying homage to the director here that, again, he went full with his vision of creating this full-blown spectacle of a film. He could have done a linear storyline, but no, he wanted to add this additional layer of somewhat complexity to keep the audience drawn and engaged for the, you know, 2.5 hour runtime. So I'm sure it would work for some people, but it did at times take me out of the film.
Yeah, no, I'm on a similar boat. I did end up trying to watch this movie a second time. Unfortunately, time wasn't there for me to get through it all. But as the second time as I was watching it, it actually made a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I could understand a lot of the storyline a bit better. Just because I think when you're watching for the first time, it's like, it's so much to take in. So it is definitely a movie that I think if you do watch a second or third time, you'll get a lot more out of it. You'll definitely get more out of it. You're right. Because it's just, watching it, I was like you. I got to a point where I was like, I'm not really following what's going on here, but this is freaking amazing. And there's no way I'm going to stop, even though I don't, even if I don't understand exactly what's going on with the storyline, because it's just so brilliantly done and so enjoyable. That's the main thing. There's not that many movies you can just sit back and just literally just be like, I don't know what's going on.
You just let it wash over you and just experience it.
Let it go. Yeah. It's wild, man. So, but I guess the timeline stuff, I have seen a lot of sort of non-linear timelines, but none that take it to this level.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think you mentioned Tenet, which was one, I can't remember that movie so well, but the ones I remember, like Pulp Fiction is probably the classic that people talk about from Hollywood that does that. But it's definitely just like, I think it's three set pieces. So it's like act one, act two, act three, and they're just rearranged.
Yeah. Okay.
This movie.
There's like 10 chapters or like 10 mini chapters or something. There's a lot of kind of time jumping, I guess.
Yeah. There is chapters, but even in between the chapters, sometimes they're like,
within the chapter.
Chapter, it's like, let me explain why, you know, this happened. Flashback. Something happened and then you see something else and it's like flashback and like, wait, so where are we? When did this happen? What timeline is that? Was that before this? And you know, if you want, you can figure it out. If not, it's whatever.
Fair enough. And you like have the absolute confidence in this director that if you go back, it'll all make sense. Yeah. it's not, there's not going to be any plot holes or anything in there because this is a well thought through and constructed film. So I'm absolutely confident if I watch it a second or third time that it would all kind of make sense.
I just wonder, like, how do you write this kind of movie? It's kind of like, what do you write it from start to finish and just go like
jumble it
control
up?
X, control V and just paste it somewhere else and just shuffle it around? Or you just like write them on cards and you just like shuffle them all over the place and just be like, there's your movie.
There's it.
Because I don't know how you actually construct a nonlinear timeline just from a screenwriting point of view.
Yes.
It's a pretty impressive, man. So, and again, it's not just like we go back in time. You know, we've seen like freaking, like, what is it? The time travel movies, which, you know, they themselves are hard to understand sometimes.
Yes.
You know, Back to the Future or like, you know, Avengers Endgame or something like that. But like, this is like, no, it's actually just one timeline. We're not going back and we're not going, it's not science fiction.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, we're going to make it as hard as we can. You don't understand. But it has a great impact though. I remember like there was like scenes when like, I think they go back and they're telling the story of Wasim and sort of, I think it's like, that's when the bike chase happens and he falls, you know, he wants to get back on the girl for pranking him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it comes back as a circle and you start to see, that's when he meets, Jamshi at that time with the shoes and it's like that.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah,
wow,
yeah,
now
yeah.
It all
pieces
sense.
Together. Yeah,
that's a pretty good impact like that. One other thing, man, we have so jumping around a little bit, like the movie.
Like
so, the music in this movie, man, I've got to give a special shout out because both the score and the music in this movie were exceptional.
Yep.
Like, I mean, we've seen movies with great score. You know, that add to the, you know, add to the environment and the ambience and sort of the atmosphere, what's going on. This movie was like relentless. It was like, it took it, like each scene had a great score behind it. And
yep.
It, sometimes the jump between score and like a crazy song, which sometimes would incorporate the story and sometimes would just be a complete separate set piece.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Because we've seen, the songs that we've seen have been well integrated into movies so far. This one seems like it's taking a different approach to things.
Yeah, I felt like the entire film is like, has got an overarching score to it and it never lets up. It's not just a distinct parts that there's a song playing or they move transition to a song and dance thing. So I just thought it was relentless in terms of, in a good way, in terms of the music that's been thrown at you. I also appreciated the actual diversity of the music as well. They had your traditional music to hip hop and like new age music. And I thought it kind of blended that all in so well. I think it was a film that was really grounded in our time as well, especially with like all the social media commentary as well. But I think the music is just another layer that kind of elevates this film from an ordinary action film into something that just is of another level and is close to kind of an action masterpiece in some ways. So look, I'm in awe of some of the musical choices here. There's some dance scenes that I think are actually quite amazing in this film. The one that kind of comes to mind is when I think Reggie and his gang are dancing and Wasim and his gang are dancing. And again, they're kind of doing a split screen thing, but the music is so energetic and the choreography of the dances themselves are very distinct in terms of the moves that everyone does. Reggie and his gang, is that his name, Reggie? And his gang are kind of older dudes. They are not doing as complicated movements, but they're very committed and very enthusiastic. And then you have Wasim and his gang kind of doing a bit more complicated and kind of physically demanding moves, but also equally enthusiastic. And it was so beautifully done. And it just kind of, again, raised the adrenaline levels at a time in a movie where it might have been kind of a bit plateau-y, I guess. So I think the choice of music and the time at which they use certain types of music, again, was just masterfully done.
Yeah, the one that comes to my mind is, I think it's the one where I think he calls her back. It's like the hip hop one.
Oh yeah.
And that's one, again, but the colors are so crazy, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Such a vivid look to it. It looks like, honestly, man, they really. I love it because like it's so, it feels like it's unique. It's its own sort of like, you know, like neon lights we see with like, you know, Japan or, you know, Tokyo, and we see like nightlife of like, you know, Las Vegas or something like that.
Yep.
But this felt completely different. It felt like it was its own flair and they mix like elements of hip hop with their own cultural stuff. And like that, there's one scene which I've seen this video a few times now because I liked it so much. There's one where I think he has a beret on and the other one he's on the street and they're doing the cut where like, and they're switching between each one and it's like, he's like taking a step and it switches to the other scene and they step back and they go to the other scene. It's like, whoa, how do you actually do this? This is crazy editing. Like,
that is incredible.
So yeah, it was really, and like the thing is like, I think they use music because there's no break in tension for this movie. Like I was like, most movies you have some break in tension and they might have some where they're sitting around and like, you know, talking about something, but I think they might have used the songs as kind of like a break in tension because it just stops the story for a second.
Yes.
But the songs are so engaging.
Yeah.
And they're so powerful that you don't really want to look away. Like I'm like watching the songs the whole way through because I'm like, wow, this is beautiful.
Yes.
So I can't just stop switching my brain off even during this point. Like it's pretty fantastic.
I loved it, man. And the song choices sometimes fit the characters so well. I think the rapping one you were talking about with Wasim, and he's rapping to Fatima, mm-hmm. I think, and she kind of raps back. Yeah. Is that the one? Yeah. It's like conveys his bravado and confidence so well, like that he is that guy. He's like that alpha guy who's very confident in himself. But then it also demonstrates her really well because she's a pretty confident woman who knows what she wants and is, you know, doesn't need a guy. And so she kind of raps back equally confidently at him. And I just thought it showed their characters so well as well, even within just having a cool song. They could have gone for a cool song because they had a cool song that actually told the story and gave more character to these people.
Definitely, man. Now, I love the characters. We can move a little bit to the story. Mm. We haven't talked too much about that yet. And I know this movie is probably not, I don't think the plot is the strongest point in this movie. Not because of a lack of effort. I think it doesn't need to be. You know, like if you don't even like this movie for its, you know, part or its narrative or the storytelling, it'll still be fine because of the way they do it and the visual stuff we talked about already is enough to sort of carry you through. But I did like some of the stuff in the story. Like one, they did convey emotion quite well. So the storyline that Wasim goes through is actually pretty cool. You know, like there's some commentary. I feel like every now and then, like there's a little bit here and there. Like there's one scene which is, I found hilarious at the start. Like he's had the fight in the video and he's gone viral as a celebrity.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. And they like loop back what he says to the guy he punches. And it's something like, I'll spray this foam in your ass or something. Yeah. And just keeps like looping back like a viral statement. It's so good, man. I laughed out loud. Yeah.
Oh, I was cracking up, but like they have like a poster of him, and like I was like, "Wait, he's a celebrity now because he got a fight." This is so crazy. So I thought they're going to have some commentary on that around how, you know, social media can like take over and things like that, but they don't push it too far, which I'm absolutely fine with.
Agreed.
There's some stuff like that, but you're right. The characters are pretty good. I mean, there's really only a few characters I think they've really built.
Which it's
Fatima,
true.
Wasim and probably Jamshi, I think.
I agree. They're the big three.
They're the big three. There's a few sort of side characters. The cop, he's pretty. He has moments here and there.
Omega Barbie.
One thing we haven't talked about is that Omega Barbie, man. Is that the best introduction for any character we've seen?
I burst out laughing. I just love that he went and randomly kicked a guy twice with no context at all and with utter confidence in what he was doing. Oh, man, so good. That was just a masterstroke.
I think when they, because like it was kind of a pause in the movie, I think, because they sort of went from, they're talking about Wasim and it was like all about Wasim and it went like, okay, he's got this beef with this person, that person. Let's introduce some new beef for
Jamshi.
The other character.
For
Jamshi. And it's like, how do we do it? The first scene is of him just saying Omega Babu and it's just the name itself is, what does that even mean? And then you just see him in a car, like just going and the music's blurring and he's on the phone and I was like, who is this? What is he? But this
there's
is
no context so to who and he is. Right.
And then it's just Jamshi telling us a story about what happened, and it just gets better. He's like, I was filling petrol up. Some guy comes up to me, smacks me across the back of the head, and then the second one is just as good. He's like, I was eating some snacks. He comes up to me and he kicks me
straight in the chest. Oh man, so good! Oh, man. Love the comedy.
I was dying, man. It was so good. And I think that leads into a little bit them trying to sort of, you know, get back at Omega Babu, but what the craziness he's done. Like, I like it because, like, there's a bit of tension between the friends there.
You sort of sense,
like, you know, it is kind of, it's kind of grounded because you're in the world with them. You're kind of just like, yeah, I could see them forgiving each other because, you know, they're all, you know, I mean, freaking hell. They formed a friendship after trying to fight each other at a mosque. Like, how much more ridiculous can you get than that? And like, I think the way the entourage all formed because they then went to another fight with those guys. And the mothers.
It's amazing. And I also feel like maybe you can criticize the plot for not being very complicated, but at the same time, I don't think it was trying to be complicated. I think it's basically just about a series of fights these guys have got in and the kind of impact of those fights later on, like at the wedding and elsewhere. Like that's all it is. It's not trying to tell some like really complicated story. It's basically like these guys get in fights and those fights have consequences and watch it play out.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no special commentary like the dangers of fighting. Like maybe you can take some away from it, like how he gets shipped off to Dubai and all that. But I don't think it takes itself that seriously.
No,
that
doesn't.
This movie is like, I love films like this because they understand the point of film is entertainment.
Agreed.
They put that
first and foremost. You know? Yeah.
And you can walk away from this movie and go, did I have a good time? Hell yes, I did. I don't know how you can actually, unless you're not in the mood or you're not engaged or the colors aren't for you or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how someone could watch this and go, this was boring.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if anyone could, like, you can't not appreciate some parts, like the visually, like even if for some reason you don't like this film, like you think, guys getting in fights, how lame or something. Like if that's your view, maybe. But you can't not appreciate the bold choices here, the commitment of the director to this vision of just bold, out of control fights, cinematography, music and all of that. Like you will find something in this film that you smile at, I think.
Yeah, on top of that, like when we're talking about the script a little bit, like the actors themselves, man, I think I was pretty impressed by the performances from even all the side characters, like the character, I forgot his name, Sadar or Sedhar.
The one with the hat.
He was cool. Every now and then inserting his comedy every now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
And we already spoke about Omega Babu. He even the cops and his friend, I think there's a bold friend that he also has.
That's there.
But like the thing, man, like if you're a actor in this movie, you just come every day not knowing what's going to happen because, you know, how would they have shot this? It would have been so out of sequence that you'd be like, you have to put a different hat on and different sort of expression on each time you're sort of doing it.
What a challenge that would be, right? Like you're trying to convey emotions that you aren't feeling at that, like haven't chronologically, don't lead to that emotion. You just kind of put in the situation, be like, be angry now.
Yeah.
Like it blows my mind. And I think it's like one of those things where the more like this film highlights just how incredibly talented some Indian actors are. Like the main guy, I forget his name, Tovino Thomas, but he is, you know, he has to dance. He needs to get across fight sequences. Yes. He needs to act well. And not only does he do all that, he does that at an elite level, right? Like this guy is a pro at everything. And we made those same comments when we were watching RRR, right? These guys can do it all. And that just blows my mind that I don't know if this is the standard in India, but it's pretty damn impressive.
I mean, from what we've seen, it seems like it's pretty common, but this guy was pretty special. Hold him in pretty high regard, man. That was really great. Like some of the stuff, like, you're right, the acting is great, the music is great, the cinematography is great, the editing is great. Like, I'm surprised we're not seeing more of these guys break out into like bigger places in like Hollywood and stuff. Like, what's Hollywood doing? Like, Marvel could take a tip or two out of the editing and sort of CGI and how to tell a story out of this. It's just refreshing to see this stuff. Like, all this stuff that we see is like, it's either highly stylized CGI with like, you know, semi-realistic buildings. Just go the other way with it. It's so much fun.
I agree.
You know, break it down. Make your comic book style.
Why can't you have this color palette in a Western film? Like, I don't understand. Is it the technology or is it something they have in, you know, in India that they don't have in the West? Like, why can't we get that kind of honest, authentic, vivid color? Like, something as basic as that, right? Like,
I don't think it's technology at all. I think it's maybe perception or like just you know, even like the culture of Hollywood, maybe it just doesn't lean towards this kind of stuff. Like, this is, yeah, it's impressive. So I've not seen editing like done this well at this consistent level to an entire movie.
Yeah.
Or I can't even remember for when. It was so creative. Like the ways they would just switch between scenes and then, you know, that takes good direction as well to seamlessly go from one scene to another and link it back up. But it takes a whole lot of work from the editing crew to make it look really nice and seamless. And you're right, the stuff like quick cuts you mentioned before, like I'm not normally a fan of quick cuts, but the way they did this in this movie, they're like, no, we're going to make it so it creates even more havoc in the scenes and use it for, you know, when we have to make things more dramatic when we have to.
Yes.
Just impressed, man. This is seriously something that I'm going to, you know, I really hope that Hollywood does take a tip or two out of this, because if they want to make good movies, it's right here for you. Just look right here.
I kind of was wondering, is it that there are these people in Hollywood who would have these bold visions, but, you know, studios aren't backing it and telling them to be bold? Yeah. Because in this film, I think it would have been very easy for a movie studio to rein it in, right? Like have one less action sequence, have a few less songs, just rein it in just a little bit, right? You can have most of what you want, but it doesn't feel like that. It feels like the director was given full creative control to just execute consistently on his vision without any interference from potentially higher ups. And maybe that's the difference, that there is kind of that appetite in India to be kind of being bold with this. But it's disappointing that we don't get more of this in Hollywood.
No, definitely not. But look, man, I'm happy to sort of put myself across more of the other movies if I have to sort of get this kind of content, because it's pretty fantastic, man. But I think we're getting to the point where we've sort of discussed most things, man. It's time to move on to sort of the D scale, you know, the good old 0 to 10 defined by our, you know, definitions for the, I guess we're starting with D. So disposable. Disaster, defendable, dynamite, dope. Take it away, Sonny.
I'm giving this a high dynamite, I think. This ticked a lot of boxes for me. I think everyone will enjoy this film one reason or another. There's so much to love about it. Great characters, incredibly entertaining from start to end, and will just, I think, mesmerize you for the entire runtime. So I'm blown away by it and couldn't recommend it highly enough.
I think I'm on the same boat as you, man. It's basically as high as you can get dynamite, which I think is appropriate for the sort of movie this was, man. But man, it was, we've praised it so much. It's really impressive. And I had so much fun with it. Someone that loves action and sort of loves that visual style, it was just perfect for me. Like, I don't need complex stories. I don't need something to always be social commentary. You know, like it's up there with one of the best movies I've seen all year, and I would encourage anybody, it's on Netflix, pretty easy to sort of get yourself across it. Did you want to ask one thing though, because that just came to my mind?
Yeah.
What was your favorite scene in all this?
My favorite scene? Oh man, can I just say the 20 minutes in the lead up to the wedding, like that, the tension. Oh dude, we got to talk about that just very quickly. That was the one that made this film really special for me, because you had seen the snippets of what happened at the wedding at the very start of the film. There's going to be an all-out brawl and everyone's going to be, you know, fighting one another. But the 20 minutes in the lead up to that wedding, you're wondering, how are these two gangs going to get along with one another through the, you know, days of festivities, and just that constant tension building up scene after scene for 20 minutes as you see Reggie's gang trying to, you know, take over the wedding with their charisma and everything and trying to be genuinely helpful. And then Wazim's gang, who view suspiciously everything these guys have done because they got a beat down from them in a car park, right? And you feel the tension for Wazim because he can't enjoy his wedding. He's kept one eye on both of these gangs to see that they aren't going to go nuts at one another, right? And I just thought that was beautifully done. And even just we as the audience know that Reggie isn't the bad guy here. He's trying to actually be helpful. And so there's a misunderstanding between both the gangs, and you know it's going to blow up. And then it does on the car ride to the auditorium of the wedding. And that's beautifully done as well, right? Like this confined space, they're all fighting. They can't escape one another. Yeah. And then they pull up to the wedding venue and they all have to pretend like nothing happened. Man, that was so tense that I kind of wish they just started fighting immediately, because I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. That was maybe the best part of the whole movie, actually.
Oh, man, I'm so happy you brought that up, actually. That's a really good one. You're right. Because the first half, I think, is a lot of fun, and you're having fun with the timeline jumping. You know, you're getting to sort of know these characters. They do sort of spend a bit more time on the character building in the second half.
Yeah.
Like, they show us what seems, you know, him falling in love and what he's going through, and it's all genuine and it's all real, and how he's actually changed.
Yes.
You know, that's what it's sort of showing. Like, you know, he's come back and he's not that person anymore. You know, it sort of seemed like it's changed. And it's great. Like, the timeline jump works great in this, because you have all the sequences at the start throughout the entire first half. Like, it shows, I think it's like, it starts with like, these are my mates.
These are actual
friends.
Yeah.
And it stops and it goes like, these are my other mates. And they're like, but they're not actually my friends. Like, you know, they take a photo with them. So it's just great. And you're right. And you see, again, man, Tawina Thomas, like, that whole thing, he's like so angry. You can see him like walking down that pathway, and the contrast with the music blaring and the dancing, and you can see like they're like, you know, something's gonna happen here. And even the way, again, just to break out how ridiculous it is, man, like he stops and he sprays the
guy. Who is that guy? I don't even remember who he is.
That guy was like, so Wasim used to work at the cinema hall for his father. And then this guy came in one day and he bought a ticket and he didn't want to show it or something and he walks inside. And he grabs his pants and he's swinging around. So that's what, their beef that was going on. Later on, he gets him back by taking his pants off. But then they have this ongoing thing. So the final one is like, I think he's saying before that is something like, you know, it's his wedding day. What's he going to do? And that's what he does.
He goes completely nuts. Yeah.
You're right, man. The car scene, both the car scene and the car park scene.
Oh, dude.
That scene was insane. Like, how good it was. And it's completely different, right? Like, the rest are all colorful. And I guess some of the scenes, you know, the thing is, they can do every single style well. That's what they showed.
Yes. They like, brought the all the different styles together. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the cinema style was like all like, you know, browns and grays and not very colorful. Then you have a music video, which is all popping to life. And then you have, you know, the exotic locations that they're showing in places. And then you have a car park brawl and you have a wedding scene.
Yeah.
Like, they showcased everything in this and they did it excellently. But that car park was probably like the one where you saw them, you know, actually get beat down badly.
That was a humiliating beat down. And that was like the first fight that meant a lot. I mean, obviously the theater blow, burning down was an issue, but this hurt their ego. Like, this was like almost like a traumatic event for them, right? Like, they can't get over it. And you see how much it hurts them when you have your downcast eyes. They just look bruised and beaten up and like almost in a way lifeless because they've just got, there was a straight up beat down by Reggie and his guys.
Yeah. I liked how they incorporated the whole gang in that one.
Yeah.
It was, you know, like it showed elements how I think one of the guys had a black eye.
Yeah.
And like it was really bad. They were humiliated in every single way possible. And I think there was one line he says before when he's a celebrity and he's like all circling around him, like like antagonizing to fight.
Yep.
And then he says something like, he says something around the lines of like, there are three kinds of fights.
Yes.
You know, it's like one's like a, you know, attack on the body. One's like a hit on the ego and one's like hits the emotions. So they actually do that. They go through all three actually. Look at that.
Good point.
They go through all three of the ones. So it's, you know, it ties it together quite well. That is actually a small little piece of, that's a small line that carries throughout the entire film.
Yeah. Like a bit of a philosophical underpinning to kind of the types of fights they're in. It's not just brawls, they're different types of brawls.
Yeah.
Dude, amazing.
Definitely, man. Amazing. Well, you know, just like the movie, we're jumping timelines here. So
maybe when you do this podcast, you just like split, just make it random and then just comments don't make sense. Just...
just cut it up like that. But I'm glad we talked about that one, man. That's it's a pretty special scene, man. And
it was.
I don't know, man, were there any other movie references you got while watching this? Like anything else that
not really. I mean, I think there was maybe like a bit of a like reference to Fight Club, because you remember they were talking about Hate Club or whatever, and I guess Fight Club is all about like fighting, and there is a philosophical underpinning there about why you need to be in a fight to see who you really are, and maybe there's you know, a philosophical thing here about these guys.
I think that's cleverly done. I think they know what they're doing with that, because they must have known that people was going to think this is Fight Club. Let's just change it to Hate Club. The ones that came to me, I think they were like to the graphic novel style, the comic book style, which was pretty cool.
Yes, yes.
Some of it looked like Spider-Verse.
I think that's
the most popular illustration type right now after that movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Scott Pilgrim vs. the World?
Yeah.
Video game style.
Yeah, gotcha.
Which is also cool. Like, you know, I think there's like one where he's like dressing up and it's like coolness factor, and like he changes his hairstyles and his head's spinning around and puts his shoes on. So some movies like that, but overall, and again, some of the timeline we talked about, but this movie sits in its own world. I don't even want to compare it to Scott Pilgrim. Was good. It's a fun movie, but this is like so much more complex and so much more deeper and so much more well constructed. I think it's a masterpiece. Cool, man. Well, I think that's basically going to do it for us, man. I think that's amazing movie. Again, we recommend it. Thank you again, Matchbox Media. You are the man, or woman, or however you define yourself. very happy to have that. Any other movie recommendations or any comments, leave it in the YouTube box or get in touch with us on our Instagram or however you want. Thanks again, Sonny. It was awesome chatting about this movie, man.
A lot of fun, man. Chat soon.